The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Woody Page, Tim Kalishaw, Sarah Spain, Monica McNutt. One of the panelists saw last night's football game and said the league has figured out Patrick Mahomes. Who could it possibly? Woody, that was supposed to be a tease. We're supposed to tease the audience. Also, game six tonight. Is it the night for Atlanta? Let's go. Hey, was this your first show, Woody? Is this, that's supposed to be a tease. Let me ask a host. Sarah, that was supposed to be a tease, right?
Timing is all off there.
We'll get to it in a second. Game six. You know my theory about game six, right? That there are just as many classic all-time game sixes as game sevens. Could tonight be another? What could tonight bring? Could it be the night for Atlanta to crown themselves? But how do you recover from blowing the four-run lead at home last time? For the Astros, it's almost inconceivable. A got to have game six of the World Series, and it's rookie Luis Garcia getting the ball on 3 days rest. What a world, huh? With it all on the line, Tim Kalishaw around the horn to you. What's the most important factor tonight?
As someone who picked the Braves to win, are we even sure Garcia's delivery is legal? That whole rocking back and
forth. I love it. I'm here for it.
He does. Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on there. I still lean slightly toward the Braves. I don't think they're haunted the way fans are by, oh, my God, an Atlanta team's going to Houston. We know what the Falcons did there 5 years ago. I don't think that means anything. I do think what you just said, blowing a grand slam, a 4-0 lead in the first inning of an elimination game at home, and now you got to go keep playing, and those Houston bats got going. That is scary. Atlanta has a slight starting pitching edge, but those guys go about 3 2/3 innings, so I can't give them much of an edge. It's very small.
All right, Woody Page, I'll bring you in here. Who's got the edge tonight? What's the number one factor? Game six, the World Series.
I want to be the Astros, and I have an edge of more like this than the Atlanta Braves do. I'm back home. I'm going to sleep in my bed tonight. I am going to get tickets for my friends for the seventh game. I'm so confident. I've got a 24-year-old pitcher who doesn't need rest. He could pitch every night of his life if he wants to. I've got the DH. I didn't have that. I don't have that chop to worry about bothering me during the game. I get to have batting practice. I'm playing indoors. There's no weather problems. And I've got Bradley, who is having a great series, right in the middle of my lineup. I've moved Bregman down. I've got the bullpen that's fully rested. I want to be the Houston Astros.
Sarah Spade, most important factor tonight.
Well, Fried is the best healthy pitcher on either side, and he gets to pitch fully rested. That bullpen that Woody just talked about, how about the Braves bullpen? Fully rested, they have a 1.61 ERA in this series. This is also a team that benefits from the DH because they get to have Soler and Peterson both in the lineup together. I want to be the Braves also because they have more wins than the other team, and they only need one more to win. So if they do that, then the Astros can sleep in their beds all they want because the series will be over because the Braves will win tonight.
And Monica McNutt.
Well, I'm going with Uncle Woody, and yes, they're inside,
watch yourself
but the
here.
Roof will be open tonight. Now, here's the deal. Of all the things that he rattled off, the one thing that he did not mention was Dusty Baker having his hand on the pulse of this team. He's been terrific with his pitchers, and if this thing continues to hold and we see more bullpen pitching, that'll put them in the second highest group in terms of using the bullpen. I give the Astros bullpen the slightest edge. They're going home. That's a big deal.
Darius Spade back in.
Also worth mentioning, this is a Braves team that has not lost consecutive games since the middle of September. So all of that consternation about blowing that lead, there's been a lot of leads exchanged in this series. That was just the most recent one. I think they come in confident.
Woody Page.
Yeah, and the Astros haven't lost consecutive games in, what, several days. So I think they have the same opportunity.
Woody, you're on short rest. I mean, Woody did us a solid today. It filled in and came in right off the bench. There's a point for that, but right now you're playing golf while we're talking baseball. You're minus six. Real quick, anybody else? Kalishaw said this has nothing to do with Astros having with Atlanta having terrible echoes of past losses with the 28-3. Sarah, is there anything to that?
Well, I wasn't going to bring up my squad, the Cubs, but a couple years ago on this very day, what I said was the fans bring in decades and decades of sadness. The longest tenured Cub at the time had been there for 5 years. So we bring to these players things that they are not carrying with them. They're probably not even Falcons fans, these players. I think it's unrelated.
Okay. We'll move on. Football last night. Kansas City 20, Giants 17. Took KC the entire 60 minutes to beat New York. They were at home. And Mahomes, another killer interception. I mean, some thought they hit rock bottom last week, lost to Tennessee. They got a win here, but let's get right to it. Woody, you said you were discouraged with them to such a degree last night and through the 8 games of season that now you're thinking the league has figured out Patrick Mahomes. Go ahead. Expound on that, please.
I thought we started to see that in the playoffs last year. We definitely saw it in the Super Bowl when they only scored, 9 points against the Buccaneers?
Yeah.
And we saw a Patrick Mahomes that was in a fearful place. He was being snowed under throughout the Super Bowl, but it also happened when they had to make comebacks prior to that in the playoffs, and it carries over to this year. Bill Parcells always said, you are what you are. So 8 games in, we keep waiting for the Chiefs to emerge as one of the best teams in the NFL. They look like a 500 team. And Patrick Mahomes is doing his creative dancing during the game, but that is not, if I were a French skating judge, I would say the technical points by Patrick Mahomes, because the teams are running Tampa 2, no pun intended, but they're running that too deep safety against him. He's having to run the football. Guess what? They don't have much of a running game. Defensively, they're not any good. They just went and got Melvin Ingram, a guy that has 5 tackles this year and a groin injury. That's going to make a difference for the Chiefs? No.
Back to Patrick Mahomes, and the league has figured him out. That was Woody. That's where we started here, Kalishaw. Did Woody in any way convince you?
No. He did not convince me. He did not convince anybody else who watched the Super Bowl and saw Patrick Mahomes running for his life because they had lost Eric Fisher at left tackle. They didn't have an adequate replacement, and Tampa Bay's front four just stormed the gates all night long. And this year, the Chiefs thought they'd fix the line with Orlando Brown and a couple other moves, and those don't look to be working particularly well either. How can you say they figured out Mahomes? Yes, if a receiver lets it bounce off his helmet and go straight into the air, you can intercept that pass in the end zone. That's a good play if you're the Giants. I don't think there's anything wrong with Mahomes other than he's trying to do too much because the defense stinks, and he feels like he's
all
gonna
right.
Make
well,
miracle
maybe
plays.
That's what would, that doesn't that's mean what resonates with Woody trying to do too much. Sarah Spade, yeah. I'll bring you in here.
Well, first of all, the Parcells quote is a little less existential. It's not you are what you are. It's you are what your record says you are, which I think makes more sense,
Woody,
in the context of this Chiefs team. I do kind of agree, though, and it's not to say that Patrick Mahomes can't recover, but I think what teams are figuring out to do against him is working. So, yes, in some way they have figured out. He has been blitzed at the lowest rate thus far this season since we started tracking that, and yet he's been pressured more than any other quarterback. They're figuring out how to get to him without blitzing. They're dropping back those 2 deep safeties. He isn't able to find those weapons down the field. And the more time he's had this year, the worse he's gotten. The more time he's had, the more interceptions he's thrown. So they're starting to figure out if you can't go to those guys deep. You're struggling to find them on the short passes. You're trying to get tricky and cute with it when you get too much time and you start to freak out and you're trying to do too much because your defense is bad and you're trying to make sure your offense.
But it sounds like you're a little bit on board here with the idea that stat you gave is a great stat. Nobody's blitzing, but he's getting pressured more than any other quarterback in the league.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, they're doing the things that make things harder on him. You combine that with a bad defense and a lack of a running game, and that's
Monica,
what we're watching.
Monica, where are you on this?
So to Sarah's point, that stat, when you look at what he does with 2.5 seconds or less versus more, he's making better decisions in less time. And so it does seem like he needs to just trust his gut and be decisive instead of doing all the cute things. I'm not ready to say that the league has completely figured him out. And even if they have, part of being a great player is being willing to adjust and add to your game. I know there's a terrible stat that he went 6 of 19 after that ball bounced off his receiver's head, but he got 4.3 yards per pass. The passing completion is not terrific, but if the task for him is to slow down and play the long game, the 4.3 yards per pass, I mean, we'll take it. This is not going to happen
overnight.
I don't know.
That is not something Andy Reid is taking anytime soon, right? I mean, cheerily on the number of targets to Tyreek Hill last night, Tim Kalishaw, you would think he would have 200 yards the way he usually is.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I think the Giants, despite being, I guess the Giants have to be what their record says they are, Parcells' coach there. So they're not great, but they did some things well. They took Kelce out of the game, and they let Tyreek Hill catch three-yard passes all night that turned into eight-yard plays. That didn't beat.
All right, Woody Page, pick up the pieces of your argument, please.
Pick up the pieces. They repeated everything that I said. Andy, my goodness, when I said deep safeties, that's exactly what Sarah got credit for from Monica. Give me a break. I know I'm on a pitch count, but you can't eliminate me right now. My goodness.
Soon enough.
Boy. Spain, 27. Kalishaw, 9. McNutt, 2. Woody Page, minus 4. All right, make the picks right now. And Woody, here's your big opportunity. I was at home with Antonella and Francesca D'Enzo on paternity leave, and you accurately predicted the score of a game, which I'm going to give you points for because I was just watching at home. I wasn't looking. But game 6 tonight, Monica McNutt, who you got? What's the score?
I got Astros 7-2.
All right, Sarah?
Braves 5-2.
Tim Kalishaw?
Braves 7-6.
And Woody, here's the big moment. We're all pulling for you.
Astros 10-4.
10-4. Good, buddy.
Oh, wow. 10-4, buddy. Roger that, Roger.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
To be up by 19 in the third quarter and to lose by 14 when all said and done is a brutal loss. Chicago's great start continues.
That's
and
right.
And Boston's bubbling open here, 2-5, kicked up a notch more after the game when Marcus Smart said all this. I would just like to play basketball. Every team knows we're trying to go to Jason and Jalen. Every team is programmed and studied to stop Jason and Jalen. I think everybody's scouting report is to make those guys pass the ball. They don't want to pass the ball. They're still learning, and we're proud of the progress they're making, but they're going to have to make another step. That was Marcus Smart. Monica, buy or sell Smart saying that.
I am buying this one, Tony. I think that when you look at this team, obviously Jason and Jaylen are the engines that make it go. But they don't have a ton of elite guys that can score outside of them. And so it behooves them to swing the ball, get to the second action. Even if it winds up back in their hands, you have to keep your teammates involved. The Celtics have been signature for playing good team ball, and they're not doing
that
right now.
A lot to unpack here, Ms. McNutt. So you're buying that Smart was smart to say this out publicly about his teammates.
The public part we can debate, but what he said.
Oh, okay, you're now it's a debate. Secondly, there was a banned word in there, so you're losing a little something for that.
It was? What did I say? Oh no.
There's Spain. I'll bring you in here.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the question was, should he have said it, not was he right? He may be right. But you are 27 years old, sounding like the coach of the team, saying, we're really proud of these guys for working on this, but they need to do a little bit more. That's not going to go over well in the locker room. If you want to have that conversation behind the scenes with both your coach and the rest of the team, fine. Publicly, you are creating a whole mess that is, in addition to the fact that I think you're like 22nd in opposing team's shooting percentage, and your defense is terrible, you're not scoring consistently. You got enough problems, Marcus. What are we doing here?
Okay, I'm not even worried about whether it should be public or private. I'm worried about if it even makes sense. He's saying everybody's game plan is to make them pass the ball. So they should pass the ball. They should do what the other team's game plan is. Just do what the other team tells you to do.
Uh-oh, Monica wants back. Hold on a second, Monica. You can take out Kalishaw in a second. Let's go to Woody Page.
We'll see about that.
Yeah. Can I go first, Monica,
yes. Please? All right, Woody.
Smart wasn't very smart. You got to remember that he played 33 minutes last night. How many assists do you think he had, Monica? Zero. How about him passing the ball? To talk about them and himself, here's the problem with the Celtics, who haven't won a game at home this year. They're 26th in defense. The Bulls aren't any good.
You were doing great until you got to that point. All right, McNutt, come back in.
Here's the thing. I'm not going to oversimplify this and base it just on this performance versus the Bulls. When you think of the next step in Jason Tatum in particular's career, we know that he can score at all three levels, but how is he going to make his teammates better? That's how the Celtics group takes the next step. So I think that there's absolute credence to what Smart had to say.
Now, we've heard that for a few years, right? Tatum taking the next step at this point at 2-5, new coach, and now whatever this is with this trio here, do you believe the Celtics are at a level where they're plateaued and maybe going backwards, Monica?
That's tough to say, and we don't know a ton about their new head coach, and so we got to see how that system goes. But I do know this. Last year, a ton was made about the time that Smart, Tatum, and Brown were actually on the floor together. I believe it was only 17 games. They're supposed to be able to reunite.
It's been 5 years they've been together, right? Okay, we're going to move on. NFL trade deadline today. Odell Beckham Jr., some thought, could he be traded? Jordan Schultz of ESPN reported the Browns were listening to offers. Clarence Hill Jr., was writes about the Cowboys, but he tweeted Beckham wanted out. The relationship was beyond repair with Baker Mayfield. Pro Football Talk chimed in, said they never had a relationship. Well, the deadline's passed. He wasn't traded. So, Sarah, let me ask you, can Mayfield and Beckham repair if it needs repair? Remember, Beckham's own father was posting video of Mayfield not throwing to Beckham this week. Go ahead.
I love the loyalty from Dad, but you're making it worse. You're not telling us anything we didn't already know. Did anyone watch the Dad's video and be like, well, now that there's REM, everybody hurts, I realize there's a problem here. We all know there's a problem, and I think they should have traded him and gotten someone on the defense to help him. But since they didn't, absolutely, you have to keep trying to get to the bottom of how two very talented players cannot work well together.
I think you have to step past the Dad getting involved and say, Odell Beckham Jr. is healthy now. Why is he still not getting the ball? Why did the Browns draft a quarterback with the first overall pick and then decide we need to be the most run-based offense in the NFL? Maybe that's a little bit of the problem that isn't Odell's.
Kalishaw says, let the dad's voice hear. And no big deal about the dad. The dad's got – all right, Paige, how about you?
Odell Beckham Sr. was right. He just had the wrong choice of music. He should have gone with ELO instead of REM because he's right. If you had looked at OBJ's partner as wide receiver, Landry dropped two passes and begged out of the game. Odell was trying to play even though he's been hurt. So, yeah, the dad is always
Monica
right.
Monica McNutt.
Father is right.
this is reminiscent to prior to Odell getting injured as a Brown, when the question was whether or not he was too demanding for Baker Mayfield. He's still a weapon in this league. And if your offense can't figure out a way to use him, to me, that's a problem with the offense. But Tony, my dad is working on a video compilation on my scoring. So
oh, yes. I thought I might be getting that. Yeah, he does have a case. He's got a pretty good case. But the band whirs, catching up with you again, Monica. Thanks for today, Monica. What are you are, what you are, and I am what I am, and who do you say you are? I am, okay? Kalisha Spade showed out 2 minutes.
Go well.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Around the Horn is presented by Guinness. Game time is Guinness time. Please drink responsibly. Part of Happy Hour.
Tonight's college football playoff rankings, first edition, where Georgia, I think you know where they're going to be, number one. Where does Cincy land is a question. How do you parse Ohio State and Oregon now? And where do you put Michigan State after the big win but not the big resume? Tim Kalisha, who do you have in your top four?
Oh, man, this is tough tonight, but it's going to be Georgia, Michigan State, Alabama, and Oklahoma. None of it matters if Ohio State wins out. They'll be five. Cincinnati will probably be six, and everybody will be upset.
Spain?
I've got the same top three, but I've actually got OSU sitting at four because that phase of their team that just dominates everything else, and I think you have an opportunity to win a couple in the future that just solidifies their spot.
And so no Oregon there over Ohio State after beating them? And no Cincinnati at all? No Cincinnati
Break
at all?
Schedule. Yeah, not right
one
there.
One top 50 win. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
How many did Michigan State have? We'll move on. The We Want Lillard chance in Philly last night. Any way Philly fans could will that into reality, Sarah?
Chance going up here at the center.
Listen, you can manifest a lot of things with positive talk to yourself and others, but getting a player who has adamantly said he doesn't want to leave to come to your team for someone that the other team doesn't want, nah, not happening.
That's him.
They can want him all they want to. There's nothing that says Portland would have any interest in doing that. I still say Porzingis for Simmons. One of them doesn't want to play. One of them never plays. Just do it.
We'll move on. Showdown 3. Look at the shooting percentages in the NBA. Nearly 10% into the season. All right, they're down. Field goal is down in the lowest in 17 years. Three-point down is the lowest in 22 years. I bring that up because Paul George has said it might be the new ball. The new Wilson ball doesn't have the same touch and softness of the Spalding ball they've used the last 15 years or so. Wilson has said the ball uses the same exact materials, sources the same leather, has the same panel configuration, and the Players Association was involved in the testing. Tim, could it be the ball?
Look, it could be at least a little bit about the ball. We know defensive teams are getting better at defending the three, but last year, no team shot below 33 1/3%. 13 teams below it right now from three.
Listen, I would usually say a good craftsman never blames his tools, but I think it might be the ball. But don't worry, just ask Jamar Chase. You're going to be fine. Give another couple weeks, you'll get used to it.
Tim Kalisha, you asked, and I said Michigan State had only one top 50 win. They have two. Michigan and Miami. So you're getting the points there and you're getting the FaceTime now.
Wow.
It's been a long struggle. Thank you. It's been a long struggle for Adrian Peterson, too, but he's back in the NFL. And Tennessee Titans got him today. Now, I heard a lot of people on this network saying the Titans are completely done because Derrick Henry is gone. Keep in mind, when a team can run the ball, they can run the ball. That might be an Adonde-ism, but they can still run the ball because their offensive line is powerful. Adrian Peterson coming in, it's not the worst idea in the world. The Titans aren't finished yet, neither is AD.
Tim Kalishaw's second career win in 14 appearances against Spade in Showdown. He's finally done it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Happy Hour is presented by Guinness. Drink responsibly.